Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And I come to you on this Ash Wednesday. It's early yet. I don't have my ashes on my forehead, and I suspect many of you don't yet either. But many of us will gather here in this space today to receive ashes, to take communion together, to make confession to God together, to begin our Lenten journey together. Each year on Ash Wednesday, as Lent begins, we are reminded that we're human, that we were created from the dust of the earth, and ultimately it is to that very same dust that we will return when our earthly pilgrimage is over. But we do so, we acknowledge that with the full awareness that Easter is coming. So we enter into this season of reflection upon our mortality, knowing full well that even throughout the season of Lent, we have Sundays where we continue to celebrate the resurrection until we gather on Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, to celebrate the good news of Christ's birth. Today, when you receive ashes, whether it's here or somewhere else, they will likely say something like, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return," as they place ashes on your forehead. Again, a reminder of your mortality, a reminder of my mortality. And that sign of the cross is made on your forehead, and it encourages us to remember the sign of the cross that was made on our foreheads at our baptism. I stand here at the font. For here, the promise of God's love is given and received to those who come and become and are made new through the waters of holy baptism. The promise within which we can then later receive ashes on our forehead and be told that we are mortal. And know that for us that is not all that there is, but in fact, yes, we are mortal, but through the power of the resurrection that we are preparing to celebrate together, we will live for all eternity in the presence of our Creator, the one who gave his life for us. So on this Ash Wednesday and throughout this Lenten season, I encourage you to remember that indeed you are mortal. I am mortal. And the promise of life everlasting is not possible for us. It's not possible for me, except through the power of God's love, the grace that's received through the holy sacraments, baptism and Holy Communion, the love given to each and every one of us because of God's love for God's creation, you and me. When we gather here tomorrow, it's my hope that people will remember their baptism and the sign of the cross made upon their forehead when they are told that they are a beloved child of God, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the same way, they'll know that and remember that as they are told that you are dust, and to dust you shall return, as the glow of the stained glass cross shines upon us. So even in that darkest day, we know that Sunday is coming. I wish you a blessed Lenten journey, and if your schedule is available, to join us for worship here tomorrow at noon or 7 p.m. or here online at 7 o'clock tomorrow night for our Ash Wednesday service. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me, and I look forward to seeing you when I do. Take care.